Hello, welcome back.
Hi, I'm back. Everyone, you can say you missed me.
Yeah, we had Sophie was gone for one episode. We took a little bit more of a summer break than we intended, but it's fine.
Also, this is late because our neighbors bailed on us.
We never heard from them. And then we got busy. It was our first day of school today, senior year. We're getting old.
We're geriatric.
We are geriatric.
So hot.
It is really hot in our house. It is 86 degrees outside, which is not very fun. Don't recommend it. But yeah. This will probably be a shorter episode just because Sophia's work. But where was the race? The Dutch Grand Prix was yesterday. Oh wait, Ollie Bearman, not Ollie Bearman. Jack Doohan signed a contract.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
That was exciting.
I don't really know if he's the most deserving of it, but I think they have to bring up people in their academy.
Yeah. And he's a Nepo baby, so he'll get funding. For those who don't know, Jack Doohan's dad is like, from what I gathered, like basically the Michael Schumacher equivalent in MotoGP.
So why didn't they just put him in?
Because he didn't want to do motorbikes.
So for those of you that don't know, Kaya is also a Nepo baby.
I'm actually not a Nepo baby.
Yeah, you are.
How?
She's a Nepo baby in certain ways. Mo.
What did he do?
Well, it's not going to make sense for the context of this. In the medical world, Kaya is a Nepo baby. That is how she got in through the ED so fast yesterday. Or
Yesterday, last
this
week.
weekend, yeah.
It's not because I'm a Nepo baby, it's because I was VIP.
What's the difference? That point? How'd you get VIP?
Just know the right people.
Because
It's all about who you know.
that's and who you know it comes from.
It's all about who you know. You need to have the right connections to succeed in this world and not die, apparently, at the ER.
Weren't gonna die.
I could have.
But looking back on it, you weren't.
Yeah, but we didn't know that then. Okay.
Wait, did you ever talk about how you couldn't be a karting person
Why?
when you went go-karting and you got last?
No. Actually, did I? I don't remember when Kate and
I
I.
don't know if I
Okay.
was there if you did.
So, I went karting and I did really poorly, honestly.
Very badly. So, remember
But
when Kaya said she'd be really, really good at.
okay, I want to say something. I'm really good at driving my car that I own. You can't, okay, yeah, you put me in a go-kart once for 7 minutes and expect me to be an expert.
The way you were talking about it, yes.
The second time I did it, I was significantly better than the first.
Max Verstappen have gotten that time his first time in the
Just talk louder. They're not going to hear you.
go-kart. Max Verstappen would have gotten that time in the go-kart.
Well,
So, Kai is not the next Max
I
Verstappen.
never claimed to be the next Max Verstappen. Maybe like the next Pierre Gasly. Like average.
Yeah.
Think I could do that. Okay. Thoughts on Jack doing?
I'm happy for him.
Anything else?
Well, I was just thinking about this. If he stays and Daniel Ricciardo stays and Liam Lawson gets a seat, that means like one fifth of the drivers are from Oceania. They're oceanic,
I didn't think about that.
which is kind of a lot considering.
Yeah, I kind of agree. With it being like more of a European sport.
Yeah, so wait, and how are Michael Schumacher and Jack Doohan's dad best friends?
I don't know. They just are.
But Mick and Jack aren't.
I think they're like friends. I think they're pretty good friends actually, because I saw in an interview they interviewed Jack Dewitt and asked about the because they basically had them compete for the seat,
Oh,
Jack
yeah,
and
that's pretty
Meg.
awkward.
And he was like, yeah, it was a little weird because we're such good friends, but we tried to just keep it business.
Interesting.
So yeah. Oh yeah. So basically what they did to decide that seat was they put Mick Schumacher and Jack Doohan in the car, and I guess whoever did better got the seat, and Jack must have done better.
I don't really know why Mick thought he was getting a seat. He's the
No.
ultimate Nepo baby, and it's not even paying off for him.
I think he should go to IndyCar.
He won't, though.
He's too
He rides
good
the
for
Toto
that.
train.
He does ride the Toto train. I guess
Can you?
sorry, I got a text that distracted me. What was I saying?
I guess.
Shit, I don't know.
Well, anyways, also, oh, we're gonna talk about Liam Lawson getting loaned out.
Maybe that's what I was going to talk about. Yeah, he might go to Williams for Alex Albon because Alex Albon is horrible.
Wait, they're getting rid of Alex
No,
Albon?
I'm
Joking. Wait.
for Logan. I'm surprised you believed that though.
Well, he wasn't doing very great.
Yeah. So,
Wait, for the rest of this year and beyond?
if just for the rest of this year, because Carlos has the seat beyond.
Oh, yeah. So let's get on the Logan hate.
But I guess, oh, this is what I was gonna say. Toto is pushing
Mick to get
for
it?
Mick to get to take that seat over. Because Toto and Mick are like in love with each other or something. I'm not really sure what the situation is there, but they might get married.
Let's get on the Logan hate.
There is none.
As our neighbor quoted, how many times is he going to demolish his car? It's like throwing money away and then burning it. Let's just say the crash he had this weekend in free practice probably cost more than 4 years of my college tuition. Think about where that money could be going to. Ending world hunger, world peace,
Med school.
med school, not even having to work anymore. Charities. Probably the amount that they spent on F1 crashes probably could get some governments out of debt. There's a lot of places that money could be going to.
Wait, can we talk about Haas quickly? Did you see any of that stuff?
Oh, how their car was. I didn't really see much.
Okay, so basically Haas. So there's this guy, Nikita Mazepin, and his dad like owns
So
some.
Nikita Mazepin, the one that his dad's an oligarch, basically, right?
Yeah,
And
and
then was gonna pay, like,
he was basically funding Haas.
and then he left and Haas had no money, or the whole conflict happened
And then
international. Haas had no money.
and I think because they kicked Nikita out of the seat early, they like owed his dad money because he like pulled his sponsorship out. I
Yeah.
think that's what happened, and Haas wouldn't give the money back.
So why is this coming out right
I
now?
don't know why it's coming out now, but basically they took him to court, and if Haas didn't pay, their cars were gonna have to stay in the Netherlands. They paid.
Where'd they get that money from?
I don't know. I think Haas is gonna be bankrupt soon. I think,
How much money was it?
I don't know. I know I saw somewhere how much it was. Can you Google it?
How much money does Haas owe Nikita Mazepin? 9 million? Where do you just get $9 million?
Rich people are like that.
But Haas isn't rich.
Yeah, but Gene Haas is rich. He has money. He just is cheap and won't put it into the team.
But they just had to get rid of their other team too.
The NASCAR team.
Yeah, so I don't think they have money.
Maybe it'll be done after this year, and what's his face will take it.
Andretti.
Yeah.
$9 million is a lot of money.
It is.
Especially, well, I guess they have been pretty good about not damaging their
Their
cars.
drivers have been doing well.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
So, back to what we were talking about, there's only three seats left
Yeah.
now.
There's a B carb. There's a Mercedes.
Yeah, who's gonna get that Mercedes seat?
It's looking like Kimmy.
Really?
I think Joe, Valtteri, and Logan are going to be out of seats for sure
Logan's
this
gonna be
year.
look back on Logan hate because Kai doesn't want us to hate on Logan, and that's why she changed the topic in the middle of it. He's gonna be out of his seat before next weekend.
They would have announced
Kimmy just turned
something.
18.
I don't think they're giving it to Kimmy. I think they're going to put either Liam or Mick in it. I don't think they're putting Kimmy in it. I think it's too soon to pull him up. They didn't even give him a full season and up to.
I just think like he's not good here. Like, how do you crash? He literally, but the thing is, every time he crashes that badly, he ends up qualifying better than he should qualify. He crashed the car so badly he couldn't race in qualifying.
Yeah. And he out qualified two people still.
Because Alex had some issue, I don't really even know.
Yeah, so basically Williams brought upgrades, but the upgrades were illegal.
It's not even like it helped.
It did. Alex originally qualified like P8 or something.
Yeah, so back to the Logan sucks train.
He didn't even get to try to qualify. You can't be like, oh.
Because he tra like he demolished his
Okay,
car.
did Alex Albon not do the exact same thing in Australia? Way worse.
I just think
And it was raining. It was dry when Albon did it.
I said when Alba did it, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
The whole organization is embarrassing. Carlos really
Fumbled with
fumbled with
that.
that. I'm sure he could have gotten the Mercedes seat if he didn't be greedy. Or I would have gone to Audi and just risked it.
I would have gone to Audi. I feel like Audi's gonna be good. I feel like Audi's gonna be like on par with like Aston Martin. Which for like their first year, I feel like that's pretty good. That's my prediction.
Aston Martin really hasn't like done much though these past few weeks.
Yeah, but they're not, they're like a solid mid-level team, though. You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, anything will be better than steak.
Yeah, Steak really is doing so badly.
I'm not really sure what's even going on with them. Because they finish in the bottom two every week. This week they blamed it on Tyre Deg.
Tire deg still confuses me because I think every team should have the same tire deg.
I think it just depends on like the down force or something. Because think about if the wind is pushing the car down farther, there's going to be more resistance. I don't
Yeah, I
know.
don't
That's
know.
the only thing I can think of. Because otherwise, yeah, like you're saying, why wouldn't it be the
It, I mean,
same?
it maybe not the complete same, but
But
like it shouldn't
similar.
be like
That huge of
hitting.
a.
I mean, Alex Albon did what? A one stopper.
I don't even know.
He's been doing laps and like Charles Leclerc had really old tires, I think, this race. I don't know.
Did most people did a one stop, right?
Most people did. No.
Lando only pit once, Max only
Maybe
pit
that's why it was so
once.
boring.
Right? Lando definitely didn't pit more than once because he just had the one stop and it stressed us out because it was like 3.1 seconds or something. But
All the pit stops are slow. I can't remember. I don't remember. It's not important. It didn't end up affecting
yeah,
anything.
it didn't make a difference. There were no pit stops that I was like, oh my God.
Well, actually, what was the one?
Oscar had a good one where he came out in front of
Who
Checo.
almost hit their like guy?
Pierre.
Yeah. I remember that one. Pierre wasn't all the guy like wasn't all the way out of the way and had to like jump back.
Yeah.
But I would just think like to say this weekend was pretty boring.
I think it was more than boring.
I was basically asleep during qualifying. Nothing even happened. Except Lewis, embarrassing. Get your act together.
Yeah, what did he qualify like? And then he had a 3 place
Get
grid
your
penalty on
penalty.
top of
Yeah,
that
get
for
your act
impeding
together. You're
Checo.
the like the one of the oldest people on the grid. Like,
You need to be doing better than that.
yes, do better, be better. Carlos qualified out in Q2.
He got out qualified by Williams. An illegal
Yeah.
Williams. But still
Who
Williams.
else? I mean, the other suspects. I mean, Pierre had a good qualifying.
Pierre honestly looked really good in this race, I think. Just, I think he had a great weekend overall.
He started P8. I don't know what he finished.
I think he finished in the points. Maybe not. Let me check.
This was really good. It was actually a really good weekend for Ferrari. Yeah, Pierre got 9. Joe and Valtteri got lapped twice. Oh my
That's
god. I didn't realize Logan got 16. He did fine.
what I'm saying. He did fine.
What happened to Yuki?
Yeah, I was one. I didn't even notice Yuki until the very end, but I wondered what had happened to him. Well, also, there had to have been, because a lot of the time there was like Logan was 10 seconds or something behind Ocon and Albon, and Yuki was like 0.3 behind Logan and could not get past him. Like, I don't know if there was something up with his car or what.
Interesting.
You know who else is having major car problems? Max.
Oh yeah, that was so actually so funny.
Did you see that
He would
on
like turn
board?
his wheel. What was that?
Buff just meant to keep on.
Did it crack?
No. My God.
He would like turn his wheel.
Buff, don't touch that. I unplug it so that he doesn't
Yeah.
pull it down again.
Turn his wheel and then the car just wouldn't move. It
Yeah.
just wouldn't turn.
It was,
I mean,
yeah.
he still got second place, though, so don't complain. He, but up until this weekend, he was the only one that was ever been pole sitter and
Race winner?
race winner at this race.
I didn't know that.
He had won, I guess, since 2021. I don't know.
He won 21, 22, 23,
I
I
think
think.
this
Does
is
that
like a
count?
relatively new circuit, maybe.
I
Or
don't
they brought it back, but he's won 21, 22, 23. The only previous race winner and pole sitter. And then, I mean, he was just kind of having a mid qualifying, I think. But next question is, do you think Lando is overhyped slash is Oscar better than Lando?
You're asking me that?
Yeah.
I think Lando is slightly overhyped. I don't know that Oscar is better than Lando. I think Lando is a bit, at this point, is a better driver, but I think Lando gets in his head a lot,
Yeah, I was gonna say he's a headcase.
whereas Oscar can stay very calm.
He's a headcase. For sure.
I think in a couple of years, Oscar definitely could be better than Lando.
Pause. Sorry, I just got an interview invite.
Slay.
You keep talking. I just have to schedule it. If they don't schedule it, fill up.
Sorry, Sophie's actively applying for med school right now. It's a
Yes.
long process.
An expensive process, which is why, Williams, if you're listening, stop paying for Logan's damage and pay for my
To where?
Drexel.
Nice.
Okay, so back to the
Sorry, back to F1. I got distracted. Okay. Honestly, nothing happened this race. Like, literally
literally nothing
nothing.
happened. Like, Kai and I, we woke up for no reason, let's just say that.
Yeah, we should have slept in much
Also,
later.
we probably didn't need to film this week because there's nothing to talk about, but we have been MIA.
Yeah, this will probably be a short. Can we shut the blinds?
No, it's tanning me.
Yeah, this is definitely gonna be a short episode. But I mean, race was fine. Honestly, the only exciting part was like the first 10 laps.
Yeah,
Because
okay. Lando, first of all,
can't start.
but I think this actually what I wanted to say is I don't know if this was ever confirmed, but everyone on his side of the grid
Fell back.
fell back. Max passed Lando. I don't,
George
George
passed.
passed Oscar or Charles even was up there.
I think it was George had passed Oscar first. I think Charles maybe got Oscar on a pit stop or something.
Yeah,
I think it
Checo
was.
got passed. I don't know where he was starting. Lance and Alonso like switched places. Like it was definitely.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was that's like it might have been more of an advantage at this track to start in second. So Max got him right away. And I think, honestly, like before the first lap even ended, Max had more than a second lead. So DRS didn't even matter. It was looking kind of glum for the Lando fans until like what, lap eight? I think lap eight, Lando got him.
Yeah, Lando in the interview said he knew he was going to win the race after he got passed. I wasn't really too certain about that.
I wasn't certain at all.
All day.
What is
Sorry.
it?
It's a Zoom interview, but why am I going from 8:30 until 3:30?
It's on the weekend though, right?
I
It's
don't
gotta
know.
be.
I'll figure it out. Stupid, sorry.
But yeah, it's just a lot happened in the first couple laps and then nothing. Like literally the horse of the race. Look, you know who had some good moves?
Leclerc.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He, you know, because what he qualified fifth.
Like, I was not expecting a Ferrari to,
You did, you predicted it.
well, okay, here's the thing though. If you know me, I'm very delusional about Charles. I stopped predicting him to win races after I realized he won Monaco and probably will not win another single race this year, but I always hope he gets a podium.
He didn't get a podium. Yeah, Charles, that was really expected. Unexpected,
Also,
I'm sorry.
Carlos did really well too.
Yeah, considering where he started, he made up a lot of places. Yeah, because he finished fifth.
Yeah, so I think the Ferrari, this is a good day for Ferrari, actually.
Yeah.
They did very, very well. McLaren did well. What did Checo finish?
Six.
Yeah, Checo was doing Checo, which you
I would
know
have liked
because
McLaren one too.
same. I don't Oscar like cannot get past Charles.
I don't know what was up with Oscar because he would be right there and just could not do it.
No, yeah, so I don't know what he was doing. He was like within like 0.5 seconds, and the McLaren was obviously the fastest car today. They won, or sorry, we're filming something. Monday, yesterday. Who would have thought that McLaren was going to win the Dutch Grand Prix, Max's home race, by 22 seconds?
That was like Max Verstappen behavior.
Yeah, who would have thought that was going to happen? Certainly not me.
Not me either. I mean, it was almost 23. It was 22.89.
Yeah.
Basically 23 seconds. In the cool down room, when Charles asked Max, like, oh, how much did he beat you by? Max was like 22 seconds.
Well,
Charles's
Charles
face
was
was
only like 2 seconds
so
behind Max.
funny. Yeah, he's like 2.5. He's close.
So yeah, Charles was so funny. I would be like that too, though, I think. Like if you're like happy with third and then you see that the first place was, you're like, he's probably thinking like, oh shoot, it's gonna be a repeat of
Max last
Max
year.
last year. And I guess Andrea's still Andreas Stella, what? How do you say it? Andrea
I think it's
Stella
Andrea Stella as his last name.
said that if the McLaren was like in fresh air, it was gonna run.
Real fast.
Yeah. Which this just proved.
Well, yeah.
And Lando finally got it off his chest that like he can actually
Like,
win races without like from pole because like he was putting that car on pole and it's obviously the fastest car and just wasn't doing anything. And I think that like that was putting a lot on him because Charles, I'm going to compare Charles and Lando for a second because they were both like have a lot of poles and weren't winning. The Ferrari has never really been the fastest car for a lot of those poles, which I don't think a lot of people consider. They have kind of just like he was really driving the most out of that car, and he still is, like with that's how he got the podium today. But he's still like Lando, I don't know. He's just a head case. A head case for real. But it was nice that his this one I think like this was his first like real win. Because I guess in Miami you can kind of argue like oh like
Yeah, because of the safety cars.
yeah.
Like, Lando really only ended up in first place in Miami because of a safety car and pitting. Like, he just got lucky.
Lucky.
I mean, to be fair though, he did hold Max off at the from the restart of both of those safety cars. So that is saying something, I guess.
That was the
But
best start he's ever had.
in Miami, those
Yeah.
restarts, they were, yeah.
He never. But when you see too though, his reaction time was the same as Max's.
Yeah, but the
I don't
tire
know.
spin.
Yeah. Do you think Lando has a chance at winning World Driver?
I think if Max has a DNF and Lando wins, maybe.
So,
Because it's 70
wait,
points.
actually, what was kind of boss of him though was when he got fastest lap on the last lap.
Yeah,
That
on old tires.
was actually really boss of him.
Yeah. I mean, they will, yeah, he will need to get fastest lap and win every single race if Max gets second every race to win. I don't know. I guess, I don't know what the sprints, though. I guess I didn't count. How many sprint races are left? Three?
There has not been a sprint race in forever.
I know. When was the last one? Miami? I know Austin has one.
Yeah, Austin has one. Does. Oh, the one that Oscar won last year.
Oh, Qatar.
Qatar.
Yeah, Qatar has one.
Does
Brazil has one.
so basically if Lando wants to win and Max keeps getting if Max were to get second for every single race for the end of the season, Lando would have to win and get fastest lap at every single race for him to win.
Like,
Which
it just doesn't seem realistic. Max is too, okay, there was a sprint race in Austria. So Austin, Brazil, and Qatar are the last three, I believe. But yeah.
so, I don't really know if he has it in him though.
No, I don't think he does. I just, Max would have to have a DNF or something.
Yeah, I just like he's like what, like 70 points behind him now.
It's 70 exactly, I
Like
think.
Max had a bad car and he still got second place.
I don't think this year is the year. I think if McLaren had this car at
I
the beginning
mean,
of the season, maybe it's a different story. I think McLaren
Zach
could
Brown has
win.
been preaching 2025 for the last how many years?
I think McLaren can win the team one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. For
Because
sure.
they've been
For
catching up a
sure.
ton, especially with Checo slacking so much, because Oscar's doing great. Yeah. Because right now they're only 30 points behind the constructors. Like basically, Oscar and Lando just have to finish a race in the points to beat Checo. Like Checo's not doing anything.
Yeah, why do we still have Chico?
I don't know. I think if you would have put like, yeah, okay, he
Okay, I
scored
saw a video
what,
of
two
Chico
points?
working out. It looked like a dad working out.
He is a dad.
Well, yeah, he is a dad. Like he should, like maybe for your like kid's sake, like
I think retire. He's getting old. He has a family. Like Fernando and Lewis, it makes more sense. Neither of them are married. They don't have any kids. What is it?
It's Friday. I don't have any classes,
This
so
Friday?
no, the 20th.
Oh.
Let me start preparing. I don't have any classes, so if it goes till 4:30, it goes till 4:30. I can get a cram though.
He's only 34.
Check out. His wife is like 26. Like
Yeah,
she's
she's like our
young.
age.
And she has like three kids.
Well, they got married and she was like 21.
And then she had a kid right away.
She is 26.
I don't know. Like, check out she's not doing anything. Also, maybe there should, this might be not an unpopular opinion, but maybe there should be an age cap on F1 driving.
I don't know. Alonso's doing well.
Yeah, there could be exceptions, but I think maybe there should be. Maybe like 30, 30. Wait, how did Nick DeVries do in Formula E?
I don't know. He didn't win.
No, you got like 18th. LOL.
Overall?
Yeah.
Oh, he's been on the decline.
Yeah, that was his.
Thing too, right? Wasn't he really good?
Yeah. Or he's in 18th right now.
Oh,
Well,
the season's
oh
done.
yeah, he's in 18th.
How do you see that?
Look it up. Was he at the race? Just for like funsies. Who knows? Anyways, Checo needs to go. He's.
He won four races, though. Oh no, that's all-time
Yeah, I was gonna
stats.
say, if he was winning four races.
So he's won one title in Formula E.
I bet next year will be Checo's last year.
Do you even think they keep him for next year? I could see
I
him
think
kicking him
I
out
think they have
now.
to now.
Why?
Because
I think they'll keep him the rest of this year, but why?
Christian made that whole deal about him keeping his seat and stuff this year.
I don't know. I think it's a bad idea. Getting too political.
F1.
Yeah. Like the only reason they're keeping him is
He has
because,
money.
yeah.
Well, like Red Bull has a lot of money as an organization, though. I feel like they're always sponsoring athletes. Like that really good pole vaulter from Sweden is a Red Bull athlete.
Oh, I mean,
A ton of skateboarders are Red Bull athletes, like those
skiers,
skiers, cliff
snowboarders.
divers, BMX.
They do all like the random sports, I feel like.
Yeah, so like, but they have to have money coming in because they do pretty well.
Yeah, I suppose. Is there anything else you can talk about?
No. Well, we can talk about. Sorry, I think I'm getting a cold. This is like an ADHD episode. We're
This
on
was a last
Saturdays
minute.
edition.
Yeah, we didn't know when we were gonna have time to film, but we squeezed it in real fast.
Let me quick. Next week, maybe
Next
it'll
week
be
will be
better,
better, hopefully.
hopefully.
Hopefully the race is more exciting.
And we'll have more time because it's Labor Day.
Oh yeah.
That would be kind of unfortunate if Logan got the boo bird before Labor Day.
That has to be like a war crime. Like, I think the US can start a war with England if Williams gives them the boot. You know?
I don't think that many Americans will be too sad if Logan gets the boo.
Well, I'll call up
Kaya
President.
sure would not apply anymore.
He could go to another European racing series.
Kaya did wear her shirt out this weekend, though.
I
With
did.
her cowboy boots, full on country.
Okay, I was told I was going to an Olympic party, so I wore American themed stuff. I ended up not going to that party, So I just looked stupid.
Yeah, and then she changed.
Yeah, and then I
And then we never
changed.
left our house after
Yeah.
she changed.
I changed, and yeah, we just sat in our porch.
Okay, let's go over our predictions, which were made at Thursday super late at night because we
Sophie and I,
forgot
yeah. Where even were
we
we?
were on our porch.
On the porch. Boys on the porch.
And let me just say, when we made the like when I made this, I really thought I put Oscar down in my top three. So when Kaya told me I had it almost exactly right, I was like, OMG, what a surprise.
Sorry, I was yawning. Okay, so this was, so we both had Max winning.
And I want to say I put Max winning too because it's his home race. And Lando, I just like when Lando's on pole, I thought, oh, he's gonna lose.
Well, we made these before qualifying,
Yeah,
these
but
predictions.
that was what was thinking about my thought process was.
I had George getting second. Did not happen. Sophie had Lando getting second.
But guess who I had getting third?
Charles.
Charles. Sometimes it helps to be delusional.
I had Lando getting third. So let me just read to say that. Sophie had Max, Lando, Charles, and I had Max, George, Lando. I think I
So,
was like feeling like
high five. I won this week.
optimistic. Oh, let's check our
I was gonna
fantasy.
say, let's.
I forgot to change my team this week.
Same. It might have helped me out though. This Ferrari did really well.
I don't even remember who's on my team.
So.
Oh, I'm still winning.
I lied.
Not by time. Probably about the same amount. I got like 240 points, 241 this week. But you got 247. So we basically scored the same amount of points as each other. Because we both had Lando. We both had the McLaren car. I think I had Carlos, but you had, yeah, you have Charles. Our teams are almost identical for fantasy.
It's because I got rid of. I should catch Ferrari. It's fine. Well, we can also see them.
At the top, yeah, in
Oh,
the
maybe actually, my time.
but our teams are almost identical.
Doesn't look really poorly.
Yeah, we both have the same cars. I think the only difference is Pierre. Who do you have?
I appear.
And the only difference is Charles versus Carlos. Our teams are identical.
Kaya has Carlos because she's delusional. Next year, will she have Carlos?
No, I'm not gonna have Williams on my team. Actually, I did
You had
used to
Logan for
have
a while.
I and I had Alex
Alex.
at
I had
one point
Alex at
too.
1.2. Two. Okay, so I did really well with podium. Podium next week is in Italy.
Yeah, Monza. I heard that so the McLaren and the Red Bull are both supposed to be strong in Monza, which doesn't really mean anything because they were strong to begin with. I kind of want Charles on the podium though. He's not gonna
Yeah.
win.
Wait, you said the McLaren was supposed to be strong.
Yeah, but so is the Red Bull. The Red Bull's supposed to be stronger at Monza than it was supposed to be at the Netherlands.
I'm gonna go Lando.
Do you think Lando's gonna win?
Yeah. Lando, Max, Charles, this week's podium for next week.
Hold on, hold on. Can you give me one second?
Because every time Lando wins, it's the same podium.
I'm sorry, you said Lando.
Max, Charles. Lando won it in Miami. Lando, Max, Charles.
I was also kind of thinking it was gonna be the same.
Lando wins in the Netherlands. Lando, Max, Charles.
You think? I was kind of thinking the same thing, but now I don't want to copy you.
Well, I did well last time. Not to brag or anything.
Me see.
The last thing I wanted to say too is the radios, they have been kind of quiet because apparently they're going to start finding them if they keep swearing on the
Okay,
radio.
I'm gonna do Max Lando Charles.
And I think this week, I think, was a kids one of the they are doing like some kids broadcasting. They're doing some kids broadcasting, so I think that that's also why they didn't swear as much on the radio because This was like a kids' weekend that they're starting to do more often.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like really no good radios. The only thing was when Lando said Simply Lovely when he won,
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was such a dig at Max.
which, and Max skipped his post-race interview.
Yeah.
Which, do you think he got fined for that?
I don't think so because I don't think that technically counts as like media. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I feel like they have to because everyone, once they're out of qualifying in the race, have to go straight to the bullpen.
I think he did interviews after, though. He didn't have to go straight to the bullpen because he had to go up
The
to
cool
the cool
down
down
room.
room.
Which, did Lando ever go to the cool down room?
Yeah, he did.
Interesting.
All right. Pyramid?
Yeah.
Top Lando. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, yeah. I
I
think
think
Charles
Char
would
I was
be,
gonna say Charles, and then maybe even Carlos.
yeah, I was thinking the Ferrari second row because they did really, considering the car they had,
Because they
they,
were both struggling.
yeah, and they really did the most out of it. Next would be here.
Yeah, I think here. George did decent.
I think George just like really, everyone was just irrelevant this weekend. Like, what did the commentators even talk about?
Nothing. There was nothing to talk about. I don't know. Is not a very good race. I guess Lewis made up a bunch of spots in the race, but he qualified poorly, so I don't know much that says about him.
Oscar, I guess, did well. I don't know. Like, he didn't pass Charles, which he should have. Should we just put Max because it was his home race?
Yeah. And he did well. Considering his car,
Yeah.
he did well. I'm gonna do Pierre, Max, Oscar, then George.
That sounds good. Next.
What did Nico do? Nico got 11th.
So, I think he qualified bad, so really well.
Should play Nico. I guess. I don't know. They all were not. Nobody was like, wow, that was such a good race.
Yeah. No one really stood out.
Lance for driver of the day.
Lance, the driver of the day.
No. I was the only
Oh.
one, I think, in the entire world that voted him
Oh,
driver
because
of the day.
Lance had impeding charges too or something, and he
No,
sped
he
in the
sped in the
pit
pit
lane.
lane.
And then Kai decides to vote him driver of the day because of vibes.
He had good vibes.
This angle, obviously, don't have hands on. But yeah. Anyways, sure, if you want to.
Lance is strong. He's such a cutie. And he's a billionaire. So that
I guess you
helps.
can put Lewis next, or maybe Checo.
I think Lewis. Let's do Checo then, Lewis, because Lewis impeded Checo.
Who are left?
Nine. So
Nine people.
we're missing S. Should we just put the rest in the order they finished?
Yeah.
Okay, so Alonso.
No one did anything this weekend except Logan crash in free
Danny.
practice. Loki Logan should probably be last for that. He made good qualifying. But then the stakes did so awful that
Yeah.
the V cards have kind of just been like irrelevant.
Yeah, I want to know actually what happened with Yuki this weekend. Yeah,
list. Oh, you'll just Kaya's just gonna she's writing it right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna read it off, sorry.
And then she's gonna read it out loud.
So this is the full pyramid. The last like nine are just in the order they finished. So Lando at the top. The second row is Charles and Carlos. Third row is Pierre, Max, and Oscar. Fourth row is George, Nico, Lance, Checo. Fifth row, Lewis, Alonso, Daniel, Alex, and Esteban. Fifth row, Logan, Yuki, Kevin, Valtteri, and Joe.
Yeah, really, this is just a bad episode, probably, and we know that. But
Timing was
timing
hard.
was
The race
hard,
was
the race was
bad.
bad. Really, no one did anything during their summer breaks. They went to the beach or something. They were not, none of that was getting posted up.
What, did you see that? You might have sent me this TikTok actually. That Albon texted
Oh,
Logan and
yeah,
asked if he wanted to hang
hang out,
out,
and
and
then
Logan
Logan. They
ghosted
ghosted
him.
him and then they interviewed him and Logan was like, I see him every day. Why would I want to spend my
Summer
summer
break.
break? Because I guess they're both all
They're
the
both in the
drivers
south
went
of
to like the south
France.
of France or like Spain or like somewhere warm, like the beaches.
I don't know if you're gonna go somewhere warm, go to like Croatia.
So they no one really even posted on their summer break, so it's fine. So there's not even really much to talk about their summer break because we didn't even know what they were
Oh,
doing.
it's Carlos's birthday next week.
Wasn't it someone's birthday? Was it Fernando's birthday?
It was Kimi Antonelli's birthday this week.
Fernando is also spying on the McLaren
Oh
car.
my gosh, yeah. There was a video. Fernando literally like laying on the ground trying to look at this car.
And you know what? I would probably do it too. Sometimes you gotta take matters into your own hands.
So it reminded me of that one video of Lewis looking at the Red Bull
I
car.
guess Seb used to look at cars
Yeah, because
too.
they keep calling him
Dr.
Inspector Seb.
Seb. And so sometimes you have to take matters into your own hand if your team's not doing it for you. But maybe he's reporting back to Adrian Newey, even though Lawrence Stroll claimed that they have not gotten him yet.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Knows?
I mean, if it were me and I were Adrian Newey, I'd just go there because, yeah, okay, maybe you might. Like, I don't. You're gonna have unlimited money there to do what you want.
Yeah, or you can just get rich and retire.
Yeah, well, he's already rich. There's no way he's not rich. You know how much Red Bull pays him? So much money.
Yeah. All
All right. I think we're gonna call it. We apologize. We know this wasn't our best work. Hopefully next week will be better.
we did as much as we could with what we were given.
We're students. It's hard.
It's hard when this there are boring races.
Yeah.
Nothing to talk about.
We do our
We do
best.
our best.
Right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week in Monza. Sophie and I are going to the race, so it'll be really interesting. We fly out tomorrow for Italy. Yeah, we're dressing up as Ferrari cars.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.